St. Matthew's brilliant. Yesterday, if you remember, the 11th chapter ended with, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I alone, Jesus, I alone will give you rest." Sabbath rest, the rest that's in God. "Come to me, all you labor, and I, Jesus, will give you rest." That we enter into the Sabbath rest by entering into the heart of Jesus and inviting him to enter into our burden, our labor. That's the Sabbath rest. And then, brilliant Matthew, the next line, chapter 12, he now writes about the Sabbath and what it looks like. And you have here in today's gospel the Pharisees who are trying to enter into the Sabbath rest by following a rule, and the 12 who in fact have entered into the Sabbath rest by staying in relationship with Jesus. Rules without relationship are repression. And so Jesus here holds up that he is greater than the temple, and the only thing greater than the temple is God. So, dear people, let's make sure that we are entering into the Lord and he into us in all that we do, and that why we do what we do is for entering more deeply to be with Jesus in everything. He is our rest. Christ, we beg you to fill our day, to fill our hearts, to fill our relationships, our words, our deeds, our thoughts this day. That you are the Lord of everything. Give us grace to reach into you and to let you get your way in everything in us this day.